CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 30th of March 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. RSGB AGM, your chance to ask the board a question. The RSGB has published new forms for exam question queries. The April Tonight at 8 webinar, using a glue stick in a homemade 40-meter receiver. Whatever the topic, the Society is asking you to get in touch. RSGB board members will be answering your questions. Join the RSGB 2025 AGM on Saturday, the 12th of April. You can submit your question in three ways: live via Zoom, send a written question in advance, or join the live chat on the day. If you'd like to ask a question about the formal part of the AGM, you'll need to do this via Zoom or by submitting a written question in advance. Don't miss out on this opportunity to discuss what matters to you. Your participation in the AGM is important, and the Society looks forward to hearing from you. Find out more about how to be involved and the deadlines for submitting questions by going to rsgb.org/AGM. As part of its modernisation of the exam systems, the RSGB has introduced online forms for reporting possible errors found in exam questions. These forms replace the current procedure of writing to the exam department. RSGB Examinations Standards Chair Tony Kent, G8PBH, explained that there are two forms. The first can only be submitted by exam candidates and is to formally challenge questions in actual exams, where the outcome of a challenge may affect a candidate's result. The second form can be submitted by anyone and is for informal queries of published exam questions, for example, in mock exams. A separate form is needed for each question that you challenge. Please check carefully that you are using the correct form. Otherwise, it may delay the process. Your query will be considered by the RSGB Examinations and Syllabus Review Group, who will let you know the outcome. For more information and to find the forms, go to rsgb.org/exam-challenges. The next webinar in the RSGB's Tonight at 8 series will be with Nick Wood, M0NTV, on Monday, the 7th of April. Nick will show you how to use a regular glue stick housing in a rather novel way to form the basis of a variable tuning inductor in a homemade 40-meter receiver. After a brief description of a direct conversion receiver and a short technical explanation of how it works, Nick will dive into four separate modules. At the end of the webinar, he will string it all together and you'll be able to see some video footage of how it sounds and what it can do. Visit rsgb.org/webinars to find out more. Join the presentation live on the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel and ask questions via the live chat. The RSGB is delighted to announce that Chris Aitken, MM0WIC, who is the current RSGB Youth Champion for schools, is taking on the new position of RSGB Youth Chair. For now, Chris will continue to fill his Youth Champion for Schools role, but will also take on more responsibilities by leading the Youth Champion team. Chris will work closely with the Board Liaison for Youth and IARU youth contacts, and to help attract more UK youngsters to amateur radio. Find out more about youth activities by going to rsgb.org/youth. SOS Radio Week is an annual event that celebrates the invaluable life-saving work of the volunteers of the Royal National Lifeboat Institution, the National Coast Watch Institute, and the independent lifeboats around the coasts of the British Isles and the Channel Islands. This year, the event starts at 0 hours UTC on the 1st of May and concludes at 23:59 UTC on the 31st of May. SOS Radio Week stations can be run by individuals or groups from home or at a special location. To register, go to sosradioweek.org.uk. This year's Mills on the Air weekend is taking place on the 10th and 11th of May. Find out more at tinyurl.com/MillsOnTheAir. No gaps. Or search Mills on the Air on Facebook. Now for details of rallies and events. The Hack Green Military, Surplus and Military Radio Hangar Sale is taking place on Sunday, the 6th of April, at Hack Green Secret Nuclear Bunker, Nantwich, Cheshire, postcode CW58AL. Items on sale will include electronic equipment, amateur radio gear, components, military radio items, and vehicle spares. For further details, please go to hackgreen.co.uk or email coldwar@hackgreen.co.uk. And the Yeovil Amateur Radio Club QRP Convention is taking place on Saturday, the 12th of April, at Digby Hall in Sherborne. Doors open at 9:30 a.m. The convention will include traders, bring and buy, club stalls and a cafe. For more information, please visit the club's website via yeovil-alpharomeocharlie.com. Now the special event news. The Royal Air Force Amateur Radio Society, also known as RAFARS, will be holding its popular Airfields on the Air special event activity from the 1st of April. RAS stations will be activated primarily during the 5th and 6th of April, as well as the 12th and 13th of April. For more information, go to rafars.org/RAFAOTA. The Polish Amateur Radio Union is celebrating 95 years since its founding, as well as the centenary of the International Amateur Radio Union. To mark the occasion, 10 special event stations will be active between the 11th and 25th of April. For full details of the event, as well as details of available awards, go to hamaward.cloud. Now, the DX news. Alex K6VHF/Hotel Romeo 9 will be active from the 30th of March until the 6th of April from Roatan Island, IOTA NA057. It'll be QRV on 80 metres to 6 metres using verticals, hex beam, slopers and a delta loop using FT8, FT4, SSB, RTTY and CW. QSL direct via K6VHF, OQRS Club Log and Logbook of the World. Alder PY1SAD is active again from Georgetown in Guyana as 8 Romeo 1 Tango Mike until the 26th of April. Alder will be operating on all bands using CW, SSB, digital and satellite. QSL via EQSL and Logbook of the World. Now the contest news. The SUQ Worldwide WPX SSB contest started at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 29th of March and ends at 23:59 UTC today. Using SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, the 2nd of April, the 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC using FM on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Tuesday the 1st, the 144 Megs UK Activity Contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using ORMOS on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 2nd of April, the 144 Megs FT8 Activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. And also on Wednesday the 2nd of April, the 144 Megs FT8 Activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. The UK and Ireland Contest Club 80-meter contest is also on Wednesday the 2nd of April and runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC using SSB on the 80-meter band. The exchange is your 6-character locator. The FT4 International Activity Day starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 5th of April and ends at 1200 UTC on Sunday the 6th of April. Using FT4 on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is your report. The SPDX contest starts at 1500 UTC on Saturday the 5th of April and ends at 1500 UTC on Sunday the 6th of April. Using CW and SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. SP stations also send their province code. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 27th of March, 2025. Last week's space weather was dominated by a large coronal hole on the Sun. This was one of the largest we've seen for many years. Moderate G2 geomagnetic storm was observed following the arrival of a solar wind stream from the hole, with the wind speed exceeding 600 kilometers a second on Wednesday the 26th. This pushed the KP index to 6.33, depressing the MUF slightly. Luckily, the daytime MUF over the 3,000-kilometre path mostly stayed above 28 MHz, but was slow to rise on Thursday the 27th, when it took until 0900 UTC to reach 28 MHz. At the time of writing, the solar wind speed was in excess of 800 kilometres a second, so we can expect more disruption until at least Saturday the 29th. That's gone. Meanwhile, the solar flux index declined by 152 by Thursday the 27th, with only 4 small sunspot regions visible. CDXC members have been discussing working New Zealand in the morning at the ZL sunset, often on low power. Listen and look for ZL4OL and ZL2CC, usually on FT8, but if conditions allow, CW and SSB. 20 metres or 40 metres seem to be the favourite, and the VAR-AC data mode seems popular in ZL as well. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will climb again, perhaps to 180 by the 4th of April. However, unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast. Beginning on the 3rd, we may expect the KP index to reach 6, which could be the start of at least 10 days of disruption. Another VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The overall picture for the weather patterns in the coming week is that of high pressure, which means that tropo should be available as a good mode for VHF bands. There can be quite strong temperature inversions in the region of large, well-developed areas of high pressure. The best performance will usually be around the edges of the high, where the height of the inversion and ducting layer is typically between 1/2 and 2 kilometres above the ground, and can cover large distances for excellent DX prospects. Occasionally, a shallow ducting layer can form near the ground overnight, but often disperses by mid-morning. If you're in a good inversion region, try SSB or CW on the VHF and UHF bands, as paths of up to 1,500 kilometres can often be achieved from a good topo lift. The reverse side of the high-pressure system is that we will have low pressure nearby, mainly to the north and west of the UK. Any potential for rain scatter will mainly be over northwestern Britain, although an active front that was moving south on Friday the 28th of March was a good candidate for chance rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. The prospects for meteor scatter are still largely dependent upon random meteors, which are usually best in the hours before dawn. Current solar activity will continue to trigger auroral alerts in the coming week. Now, onto sporadic E, and last week we had a few out-of-season isolated sporadic E blips to between 5 and 7 MHz, which was enough to produce propagation on 10 metres and 6 metres, albeit very fleetingly. There have already been some equinox-related 6-metre trans-equatorial propagation workable from the southern parts of the country, so keep an eye open late morning for Africa and late afternoon for South America. EME past losses have continued to improve until perigee this morning. Moon declination reached a minimum last Friday, and moon windows will increase throughout the coming week. 144 meg sky noise is low, apart from Saturday the 29th, when the sun was close to the moon in the sky, rising to moderate next Thursday before dropping back to low for the weekend. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. Now, news for the South West and South Wales, my coverage on VHF and UHF. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on the fourth Wednesday of each month from 8pm at The Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS28JT. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6pm. Mid Somerset Amateur Radio Club has a social meeting at the Quarterjack, Wells, from 2pm on Monday the 31st of March. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16-4NE. Meetings start at 7pm and talks start at 8pm. Club welcomes all, members and non-members. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club, well, Friday sees the weekly club night from 7pm when a talk entitled SCD Transceiver and 50 years of GQRP with Steve Hartley, G0FUW, starts at 8pm. On Sunday, Taunton and District Amateur Radio Club has a meeting in the town centre from 7pm. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7.30pm at the Chantry, Thornbury. It's with sadness that the club members announce one of its members, Stephen Kembry, M0UTK, has lost his battle against cancer and become a silent key. Weston-super-Mare Radio Society meets at 7.30pm every Monday at Weston-super-Mare Social Club, Devonshire Road, Weston-super-Mare, and Yeovil Amateur Radio Club is meeting this Thursday for its AGM. Over in Wales, the next meeting of Aberdare and District Amateur Radio Society will be on Friday the 4th of April at Herwine YMCA Hall, CF44-9RB, from 6pm. Aberkenfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7pm at Tondee Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7.30pm at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64-5SP, from 7.30pm. Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society members meet on Fridays at Isselwyn High School, NP12-0NU. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month from 7:30 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. The next meeting will take place on the 1st of April. Cwmbrana District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Henslis Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Lonnydale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Newport Amateur Radio Society, well, on Thursday, there's a clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society will meet at Ustrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesday, for an evening on the air. And finally, on Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club will hold a club meeting from 7 p.m. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays, and the RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.